It was January in Connecticut, and the snow hadn't stopped falling in what felt like forever. It gathered in the window wells, in the hollows between the bricks of the rebuilt sciences building. It hung from the boughs of trees, tucked itself up in the root systems below. I shook it from my wool cap before every class, ruffled it out of my hair, pulled it from my socks. Underneath, my feet were rubbed red. I found it everywhere, snow that never seemed to fully melt, that lingered on my backpack and my blazer and, on the worst days, my eyebrows, melting down my face in the warmth of first period like it was sweat, like I was guilty of something. When I got back to my room, I took to laying out my parka like a body on the spare bed so that the snow could drip somewhere other than into the carpet. I was tired of having wet feet. A wet spare mattress seemed less important, but as the winter stretched on, it was hard not to see a metaphor in that pathetic almost man, especially on those nights that I couldn't sleep. But I was done finding metaphors everywhere. Maybe I should start here. There aren't a lot of benefits to being framed for murder. Once I would have told you that meeting Charlotte Holmes was the only good thing that came out of that mess. But that was my former self speaking, the one who mythologized that girl until I couldn't see the person beneath the story I'd made up. If I couldn't see her for what she was, what she'd been all along, then I'd had trouble seeing myself clearly as well. It's not an uncommon delusion, the one I had, the great big destiny delusion, that your life is a story that twists and turns its way up to a narrative precipice, a climax, the moment where you'll make the hard decision, defeat the villain, finally prove yourself worthy, leave some kind of mark on the world. Maybe it started when I read my great-great-great-grandfather's story about Sherlock Holmes going over the Reichenbach Falls after finally vanquishing the evil Professor Moriarty. A great sacrifice made by a great man. To defeat great evil, Holmes had to give himself. I studied the final problem like I'd studied all the others, using those tales to cobble together an instruction manual for adventure and duty and friendship, the way any kid looks for models, and then I'd clung to those ideas for years longer than I should have. Because there aren't any textbook villains out there. There aren't any heroes. There was Sherlock Holmes, who faked his own death and reappeared 3 years later like nothing had happened, expecting to be welcomed with open arms. There were selfish people, and there were those of us who yoked ourselves to them out of a misplaced sense of loyalty. I knew now that it was stupid, the way I'd obsessed so much over the past, not just my own ancestry, but over the recent past, the months I'd spent with my own Holmes. I'd lost too much time over it, over her. I was done. I was changing. Butterflies, chrysalises, whatever. I was building one. I was going to emerge from it a more realistic Jamie Watson.